So I'm here with Jeremy Johnson. She's the Marketplace Manager at the Better Business Bureau. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So I don't think it was last week, but the week before that, there was a data breach at Marriott. And I was wondering if you could tell me, you know, a little bit about how people can protect their information when they're, you know, staying at hotels and ways they can, you know, be safe with their information.
As we talked about, there was a data breach with Marriott just a couple weeks ago, but that isn't the first unfortunate data breach that we've seen. We continue to see data breaches, you know, so often lately, and there's news breaking that Facebook, there may be more information that's been compromised through Facebook as well. So it's just important to understand if there has been a data breach and you feel like you have been a victim or you have given your personal or financial information to a company that has been breached, what to do. And the first thing we at the Better Business Bureau suggest is just be calm. Realize that if your credit cards or your personal financial information is compromised, that you are not liable for that. Not saying that it won't take some time to recoup your funds if, you know, your checking account is hacked or it's going to take some time to work with your credit card company, but ultimately you will not be liable for charges if someone got into your financial information.
Right. That's probably very important. You just don't lose your mind.
Right.
Yeah. So
another great thing to note is that if you do feel like a company's been breached and they would have your credit card information or your debit card information, you can go straight to their website, see what they're doing about it, but you may want to be proactive yourself, and you could just call your bank and say, listen, I feel like I've been part of this data breach. I am concerned. And a lot of times your bank will issue you a new debit card and or can put a fraud alert on your accounts just to make sure your accounts aren't compromised.
Right. Is there anything people can do like before this happens to better secure their information?
Yes. Recently this summer, there was a new law put into place that you can freeze your credit for free. It used to cost in the state of Idaho, I believe, $6 with each bureau, but now it's totally free. And so if you don't think that you're going to be buying any major purchases or if you're going to be applying for any credit cards, you can contact each of the credit bureaus and just have your credit frozen, which means no one can access your credit to open up any new accounts. And of course, that's including you, but that is a way just to protect your own credit. And you can also do it for your children. If you definitely know they won't be using it, you can contact each of those bureaus, and with their social security number, their credit can be pulled up and can be frozen. And if you ever do want your credit unfrozen, you do have to contact each of those bureaus. But once you contact them, they only have an hour to have your credit unfrozen so you can use it again.
Wow, yeah. So once you call them, then like you were saying, it's within the hour that it will be unfrozen.
Yes. So you can have it frozen just to protect yourself.
Okay. So another note, people sometimes, you know, around the holiday season, they want to donate money and things like that. And they might be staying at a hotel. And you were in an email or talking about protecting yourself from hotel Wi-Fi. And I was wondering if you could kind of explain what that means.
Yes. So it's getting that time of year where everybody's traveling and there's lots of things going on. And so with the Better Business Bureau, we just want people to enjoy their Christmas. If you're going to visit loved ones or family, we want that to be the best experience possible and not to be dealing with, you know, any sort of problems with cards or, you know, financial information getting compromised. So one thing is just, if you are going to be purchasing things in locations you're not usually shopping at, whether it's a gas station or you're filling up at a gas pump, we really suggest using a credit card just to protect your checking account information. And a lot of times if that credit card is compromised, that credit card company can work with you. It's a lot easier to deal with credit card company than if someone were to compromise your debit card funds. So we definitely suggest that. And then, as you mentioned, when you are going to places, whether it's a hotel or maybe a vacation rental or something like that, where the internet is provided, you do just want to be a little careful what you're accessing when you're on, as a guest on someone else's internet, because you may not know if it's secure or not. So maybe checking your bank account or going into email accounts or buying things on that, where you're putting in your financial information. Probably it's best to make sure you're on a secure network before doing those things.
Very true. So I kind of wanted to go back. How would it be more different or harder dealing with a debit card breach of information than credit card?
Just if your debit card is breached and someone were to clear out your checking account, a lot of banks and credit unions are really great to work with you, and where you can clearly show them that those charges weren't yours. But it can get a little complicated if someone made some charges on your account, but they were mixed in with some of your charges, and the bank has to verify what you spent, and you're trying to show that you didn't spend those charges. So that's where with banks that it can get just a little more complicated.
Oh, okay. I see. So is there anything that people should be watching out for as this new year comes up?
As the new year comes and holidays are coming and people are trying new products, it's definitely important to just be aware of maybe some emails that you're seeing, special ads for new, so many people start the new year looking for a new health regimen or maybe joining a gym or those things. We just ask people, when you're opening emails that maybe look like an ad or, trying to get you to try a new product, just be careful with links and emails that are taking you out of your secure network or out of that specific page. And then also just anytime anyone's calling you and asking you to try something or anything over the phone, just be skeptical and always do your research before you buy into anything.
Right, yeah. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you can think of that you'd like to add?
I don't think so. We just hope everyone has a great holiday season.
Great. Well, thank you so much. That's Jeremy Johnson.